This Father's Day, celebrate the dads who bring joy, love, and laughter into our lives with a gift from Minky Couture. Our luxurious, ultra-soft blankets are the perfect way to show your appreciation for all the big and little moments he creates. Whether he's cheering on his favorite team or sharing bedtime stories, a Minky Couture blanket will wrap him up in comfort and love. Visit MinkyCouture.com or head to your nearest store and find the perfect blanket to make this Father's Day unforgettable. Minky Couture, because dads deserve the very best.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your new host, Wyatt Wilbert. I am a contributor over at Sports Ethos on their Pick'em side, but I will be the new host of the New Orleans Pelicans podcast this season moving forward. Super excited and ready to discuss Pelicans all season. I think they have a great outlook, and I'm excited to get going on this. So you can follow me at Wyatt Wilbert on Twitter and the show at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter as well. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. And today, we are going to be discussing Brandon Ingram. The key issue at the Pelicans offseason is Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram is eligible for a four-year, $208 million extension with the Pelicans. And it seems as though the Pelicans are not going to be interested in paying Brandon Ingram $208 million. In all likelihood, it seems as though Ingram will get traded, which, in my opinion, I think is the best possible outcome for the team. I don't think that he is a great player. I think he's a good, solid player that may not necessarily move the needle in terms of winning a championship for the Pelicans. I just think that there's a little bit of redundancy with him and Zion, and he has caught the injury bug a little bit these past couple years. You know, when you look at the kind of guys who would be making this kind of money down the line, this 50-ish million dollars a year, you look at guys like Damian Lillard, Giannis, maybe Jaylen Brown, he's due for, you know, his extension's going to kick in pretty soon. Those are guys who move the needle for winning a championship, in my opinion. I just don't think that Ingram is in that tier player around that amount of money. And I think that New Orleans feels the same way, and they have to cut ties with the guy. I think that that's the likely outcome of this whole scenario. And yeah, that's kind of where we're headed. In terms of, though, looking forward, who would be interested in Brandon Ingram and who would want to pay him that amount of money? And you look down the line of guys, teams who have cap space this upcoming offseason. You look at teams like the Spurs, the Pistons, teams who may be ready to make some kind of splash. I think you got to look at also teams that would like Brandon Ingram if he was a free agent, but he wouldn't necessarily go there on his own if he was a free agent, if that makes sense, right? So if he was a free agent, I don't see him wanting to go out of his way to play for a team like Detroit. So that would make sense to me where Detroit would pony up some assets and be willing to part ways with some of their younger players maybe and, you know, be willing to give Brandon Ingram $200 million over the course of 4 years. That's the kind of team that maybe you'd look into swapping with. But when you look at kind of the talent that these teams have, like San Antonio and Detroit, I don't think that there's necessarily a fit there for New Orleans, right? I think that New Orleans is going to be going through a transitional period where they want to be a better team, but they also want to change up their roster as a whole, right? They want to give some of their younger players more playing time. Guys like Trey Murphy, who they will be giving an extension to, it seems like, right? Jordan Hawkins had a solid rookie year. I think he has potential to maybe get more minutes and maybe have that six man off the bench kind of role where you give him the keys to the offense of the second unit. They want to have those young guys develop while also maintaining playoff positioning in Western Conference, which is, as we know, is so difficult. So it's a really tricky situation where, especially if you're trading a guy like Ingram, who can give you 25 points on a given night, it's tough, right? They're kind of in a strange spot, especially also with Valanciunas probably leaving as well. They're kind of looking to retool, but not rebuild. It's a really interesting scenario, and obviously it's going to have huge implications, and if they don't get it resolved, this could be a bad year with Zion in his prime, right? We want to maximize the years we have with Zion before he probably inevitably gets hurt again, unfortunately. So looking into trades for Brandon Ingram, going back to this notion, right, who would be willing to, again, pay the guy $200 million a year? I think you got to look at a team like Cleveland. And I think that's probably your best option in terms of making a trade for the guy. I think it seems as though Donovan Mitchell may actually be interested in signing an extension with Cleveland, much to my surprise, to be honest. I thought he wanted to play for a bigger market team like New York or Los Angeles, right? A team like that where he could be, you know, again, in a big market, right? It seems, though, like he actually might be happier in Cleveland than we thought. And as a result, though, I think that they look to move Garland. I think that they have too many of the same player, right? They have Jared Allen and Mobley down low. They have Garland and Mitchell. And those are two of the same kind of players, I think they feel. I don't think that Cleveland is going to come back in the next season with their roster the way it is again. I think that they trade either Mitchell or Garland, like I said. And I think that Garland seems to be the most likely candidate if Mitchell stays, which, again, it seems like Mitchell does want to stay. Jared Allen also seems like a piece that could be moved. And those are the kind of players that I think that you should be trying to get for Brandon Ingram to maximize the return that you're going to get. And, again, it's a retool, not a rebuild. If you get a guy like Garland, especially, I think Garland is probably the number one player that New Orleans should want back in a Brandon Ingram trade in terms of talent. He's still young. He still has shown, he's shown flashes of great potential. I think he's been a little off and on because I think the fit with Mitchell was a little awkward, but that I think would be alleviated if he played with CJ, because CJ has experience already playing off ball with Lillard for so many years. And so I think that the fit would actually be a lot better than what Garland and Mitchell had. You know, Garland and McCollum, I think, would be a better option for New Orleans. And it gives you that veteran presence with McCollum, but also lets Garland, you know, do what he wants to do with the ball in his hands. And again, that was one of the reasons why I think the fit in Cleveland was so odd, because they're both guys that just need the ball in their hands. And it felt like a lot of times they were just swapping possessions of who was going to bring the ball up and who was going to be running the show on offense. It was a little bit of an awkward fit. But I think that this would make sense given, like I said, CJ's experience playing off the ball with a guy like Lillard, right? He knows how to do that. And I think it also would be beneficial to guys like Trey Murphy, right, who are great three-point shooters. It gives the option, you know, Murphy can play off the ball also, and he can get open for open shots, and Garland as well. It'll help him out also. And then obviously you have Zion down low, and then who knows what the big man will be as well. I like Nance. I think Nance is a solid player, but I don't think he is a starter. I don't think he's an 82-game starter. That's another thing that New Orleans should consider, I think, is that how do you retool the center position? Because Zion is not a center. I don't think that that's the play here. I think it's more of, I think it would be beneficial to not get a bruiser like Jonas Valanciunas. I think your best bet then would be to get a guy who can move around, who's agile, who has good court vision, like almost like an Isaiah Hartenstein, right? Where he can get the ball at the top of the key and make a decision, like hitting a cutting man, hitting a three-point shooter. That, I think, would be the key to how New Orleans can really unlock this offense, right? You get a guy like Garland, you know, to bring the ball up, McCollum off the ball, Trey Murphy, Zion at the four, and then if a guy at the five who maybe can hit.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
An open shot. Maybe, again, he can hit a cut. He can, just has good vision. He's a good rebounder. I know this sounds almost like just like a fantasy, you know, best center in the league sort of thing. But I think there's guys on the market that maybe you could get. Maybe a Wendell Carter, right? You get him, put him at the five. He can hit that open shot, that mid-range jumper. But also plays good defense, good rebounder. I think that's the kind of guy who would be helpful with Zion underneath. So I think that's the kind of thing that New Orleans needs to consider, right? They don't want that bruiser like Jonas, but Nance isn't the guy, I don't think. So again, when you're considering a Brandon Ingram trade, going back to this point again, what kind of roster do you want to assemble? And Jared Allen, I think, is up for grabs too. And that could maybe be something that New Orleans looks into, right? Some kind of Brandon Ingram, Jared Allen swap, and maybe there's some picks involved, and maybe there's other players involved. Something like that, I think, would be beneficial. I think Jared Allen has better, maybe, vision down low than people give him credit for. I think he actually worked pretty well with Evan Mobley. But I can also see why Cleveland would want to part ways with Allen. You know, you're gonna stick around Mobley for 10 plus years. Maybe Allen isn't the guy you hold on to forever, but that's the kind of option that I think that, you know, New Orleans should be looking into. And we look at trades too. Maybe you look into a trade with the Magic for Brandon Ingram, where you do like a Wendell Carter and Jonathan Isaac, and then also you try to get a guy like Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony back, right? That gives you that other guard that we talked about, that guard that can play off ball with CJ. And then, you know, big men who are quick and can hit open shots, but also they have good court vision and they're threats offensively. That's the kind of thing that I think that New Orleans should look into. I did some research. I did a couple mock trades, maybe even, you know, you look at a team like the Nets, right, who are in this awkward situation where they don't have any picks, but they also kind of seem like they want to be a contender. Maybe you look into a trade of Ingram for a guy like Cam Thomas and like Cam Johnson, right? Guys who, Cam Thomas can obviously score 30, you know, wherever he wants to. He's a great shooter. He can get streaky, but he can get hot, right? He can give you 40 if he gets hot enough. That's the kind of player maybe that New Orleans thinks about getting. Cam Johnson, where he's a great defender, a solid shooter. That's the kind of player maybe New Orleans would also be interested in. So there's a lot of different avenues that New Orleans could go. But overall, I still think that the Cleveland move is probably the best option. There's too many unknown variables if you get a guy like Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson, for example, just players like that, where you don't really know maybe if they're starters on a playoff team. I think that's the issue, right? Darius Garland, we know, is a starter on a playoff team. Jared Allen, we know, is a starter on a playoff team. That is the kind of guys that I think they should be trying to get. And I think it's feasible. I don't think it's a crazy move or out of the realm of possibility, right, where New Orleans looks to get those guys. And it really, again, would open up and unlock maybe more of the potential for Trey Murphy, more of the potential for guys like Dyson Daniels and Jordan Hawkins as well. I love Jordan Hawkins. I think it was a great pick by New Orleans. But again, it's one of those things where he needs... This was never going to be Jordan Hawkins coming to the NBA and averaging 20 a game his rookie year. He's clearly the kind of guy that's going to need probably 2 to 3 years to develop into a solid talent, but that's okay. I think, you know, that happens in the NBA more often than people give it credit for. Even a guy like CJ McCollum, right, who has had a great career, he was coming off the bench for years in Portland before they really gave him, you know, he could average 20 a game when he was with Portland. It took him years to get to that point. And same with guys like Anfernee Simons, who also, I think, speaking of Anfernee Simons, I think that's another avenue that New Orleans could go. I think that they would, I think that Portland would maybe move Anfernee Simons for the right price. And I think that that's another option too. A team like Portland, who wants to expedite the rebuilding process, who thinks that maybe they are just a player away. Maybe they think that they can, you know, trade Brogdon for like a real player. And then they get, you know, they do something to with Simons. I could see something like that where maybe that would be a swap that they would be interested to. I think, though, the point, though, is that New Orleans should look to get a guard. And, you know, this is a point guard driven league. Look at the teams that are still remaining in the NBA this year. They have some of the best guards in the league. You got to get a guy who can heat up in a hurry and can also, you know, assemble the offense. So I think a guy like Garland again, or Anfernee Simons, those are the kind of guys you want. And then at worst, you do a trade like for Orlando, like I said, for Wendell Carter or Jalen Suggs, that kind of play. I think is like a good backup, but I think that again the goal should be to get a guy like Darius Garland, in my opinion. Moving on, as mentioned before, I think that Valanciunas is a goner. I don't really see an avenue where they bring him back, and I think that that's probably the right play. I think that you could kind of see the writing on the wall a little bit. His playing time was going down over the course of the year. At one point, he was averaging really around like 15 minutes a game. And again, I like guys like Nance and I like Zeller, but I don't think that that's really the move in terms of how we foresee this team moving forward. You got to get another guy down low. Nance can't last 82 games. And again, this is kind of why I brought up like the Wendell Carter, Isaiah Hartenstein. That's the kind of guy like they should be trying to get. We'll see if that unfolds. But I would be very surprised if they didn't upgrade the center position in some capacity. That would be my guess. I love Valanciunas too. I just don't think that he is the man for this retooling of the Pelicans. It seems that they want to go into a faster sort of mode where they push the pace a little bit more. I think that's the right call. I think in some of the playoff games where they did have success, they were pushing the pace, keeping OKC on their toes. Obviously, they got swept. It was a pretty terrible series for them, but you can see that they're right there. It's just one or two moves. And, you know, trading one of your best players is always difficult, but I think in the long run, it's going to benefit them. So that's all for me today. I think as we look forward, we're going to be talking about the NBA draft some more. Maybe some of the guys the Pelicans can look to acquire. Given the picks that they have in this upcoming draft, it looks to be a weaker one. But next episode, we're going to be delving into that, as well as maybe there's some updates on the Brandon Ingram front and where he's potentially going to go. We can discuss that further. So I'm really looking forward to it. As always, please subscribe to this podcast. Follow me, Wyatt Wilbert, on Twitter. Follow the show on Twitter. And also follow Sports Ethos on Twitter if you can, too. We got a lot of great content coming out. I'm super excited to be the host of this podcast, and there's plenty more to come. There's a lot of exciting things for the New Orleans Pelicans this upcoming season that I can't wait to talk about. I think this is going to be a great season, and I really do think that these trades and these acquisitions that they're so likely to make are really going to better this team in the long run. So super excited for the season, the off season, all of it. Can't wait, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.